More than 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. 6:08. You just heard Rhinestone Cowboy here on the True Oldies Channel. Benny, wasn't your nickname in high school the Rhinestone Cowboy?
It was.
I can picture you in 1955 with the bomber jacket, and you probably singing doo-wop on the street corners of New York City.
He's like 35 years old.
I had peg pants, Mike, and I had those shoes that could kill roaches in the corner.
Amazing.
It's time for the backstretch. I'm sure you did. It's time for the backstretch, brought to you by the Palm Beach Kennel Club, Belvedere, Congress, West Palm Beach. We do it every Friday night, just after 6 p.m. Talking earlier, this is the True Oldies Channel. Mike Balsamo, Benny the Boot, Mike Jameson's here. And, Mike, you would have been like 3 minutes late tonight if that song didn't run late.
See, I was trying to avoid the small talk. And I got here, and then you guys hadn't gone on yet. And I had to talk to you guys. It wasn't working my way.
This was witty banter you missed out on before we went on air.
Exactly. It's usually like, here's what we're going to talk about, like, and then both giving me dirty looks.
That's not even the witty banter. That's the important stuff.
Of course.
We kind of need you involved.
You missed it. We were beating up on Jason pretty good, but you missed it.
Well, don't pick on my friend, guys.
Palm Beach Jason of Watch and Wager joins us. Jason, we weren't picking on you too bad.
Whether you were or not, I just love that Rhinestone Cowboy entrance we got, guys.
Who's that, Glenn Campbell? Is that who sings that?
Yeah, I think so.
You're supposed to know.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Glenn.
Don't forget, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Hear the show anywhere in the world. Share it with your friends. And then go to PBKC.com once you're done with that and check out all of Jeff Prince's picks. Paddock Restaurant, now open for dinners. Check out their specials. Make your reservations early if you're coming on Friday and Saturday nights. Palm Beach Channel Club Poker Room, it's the place to be. Bad Beat Jackpot pushing $80,000. High hand bonuses every 20 minutes. Double high hands on Friday and Saturday. If you're a poker player, PBKC is the place to be. As I mentioned earlier, pbkennelclub.com. I was glued to it on Wednesday, just refreshing, waiting to see who won these races and how I'm going to position JSK Lubbock to be the best dog at the track. So that's where you want to be when you're doing that, pbkennelclub.com. In horse racing, Benny's here to talk about last week's Derby prep race, the cash call, and tomorrow's 10-point race, the Springboard Mile. Let's get started, though, with our Greyhound pros, Mike Jameson and Palm Beach Chase. So we got a lot to talk about as we look into the semifinals of the Dick Andrews Puppy Stakes. But first, Mike, going into 2018, some slightly modified hours here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Yeah, starting January 1st, we're going to have matinees every day of the week except Tuesdays. No more Tuesday racing. It's the same exact way it was when I first started working
really?
Here, actually.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We only started running Tuesdays all the time, maybe a little over 10 years ago, something like that. But, you know, it used to be like a normal day off. But that's the day we have to have to go over the track, you know, for maintenance to do a lot of things. So. Yeah, that day we do simulcast with first floor only. So on Tuesdays, if you want to come out and watch Wager and Win, I know Parks and some other tracks run that day. So if you want to come out, you know, come on out. The first floor will always be open for simulcast. But, we're not going to be running live Greyhounds on Tuesday because of the fact that, you know, that's the maintenance day. It really is the best day of the week for us to get everything sorted out. I mean, we run so many races here. I mean, with nine cards a week that we're running currently, we easily run more Greyhound races than any other track in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
160
far.
Races a week.
Yeah, I'm not good with math, but yeah, I believe you. But we run so many races here, including two official schoolings, two unofficial schoolings. I mean, we really put a lot of wear and tear on our track. So Tuesday is going to give us the opportunity to fix everything, make sure everything's running right. I look forward to having that day of rest.
Benny, you get that headset all figured out? We good?
Yeah, I was worried that if there was not going to be open for simulcast, where would I play highlight, you know?
Exactly. Or so, poker. Poker room's going to be wide open here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. You know, Mike, we come into the holiday season. Everyone has people in town. We know what it's like living in South Florida. People want to come visit you in December and January. Holiday schedule is going to be important here. One of the first things I do when people come in town, I take them to the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We get a nice meal on the terrace of the paddock, and we watch some Greyhound racing, and they're excited. Tell us about the holiday hours here at PBKC.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, which is the Sunday, December 24th, matinee racing only, as usual. Poker room open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Terrace restaurant open 11:30 to 5. Paddock restaurant, we closed on Christmas Eve. So no paddock restaurant on Christmas Eve. Then coming up Christmas Day, of course, no live racing, no simulcast. Poker rooms open from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. Paddock and terrace restaurants are closed. So, I mean, that's just one of those days that, you know, we like to, you know, have our employees and you know, even our customers spend time with their family. You know, and that's just a you know, a great day, even if, you know, if you don't want to spend time with your family, I get that too. But
that's why I come to the track.
Exactly. Right. You know, you can, you know, just take a day off. You know, take a day and just, you know, look back at your year. I'm not, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but, you know, it's just the day to have off. And if you want to come that night and play poker, come on out, 6 o'clock. You know, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m., the poker room is going to be open, but the next day is the day you want to wait up for, especially if you're getting cash for Christmas. The Tuesday after is always one of the highest handed
really?
Days of the year. Always.
Makes sense.
Because, you know, just like we're talking about, you know, I try to avoid you guys. Everybody tries to avoid their family, too. And the next day after Christmas, that's when everybody's got a lot of money in their pocket and they want to come out, bring their family out, or maybe not bring their family out and come out to the Kennel Club. And that's one of those days where, you know, years ago when Ozzy the Man was racing, it was like one of our highest handling days in history.
Really?
The day after Christmas. And, you know, adding the very exciting Dick Andrews futurity is only going to make it bigger. You know, hopefully maybe we'll see Tip Top that day, too. I mean, I don't know how the scheduling's going, but, you know, hopefully he'll be running that day. And it's going to be a special day. So everybody make your plans to be here Tuesday, the day after Christmas.
Yeah, I plan on taking all my Christmas presents that I don't like. I'm going to return them, get the money, and I'll come here.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's what I'm
doing. Just tell them to you know, be nice and keep the receipts.
That's what I'm going to do.
614, this is the Backstretch. You're listening to 95.9, the True Oldies Channel. We're live at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. Belvedere, Congress, West Palm Beach, Mike Balsamo, Benny the Boot, Mike Jamison, Palm Beach Jason of Watch and Wager. Jason, Dick Andrews Futurity semifinals kicking off on Monday. We've seen a lot so far, and I've kind of seen what I thought I was going to see, so it might be hard to pick a surprise or a shocker so far. But, Jason, what do you think? What's your takeaway so far from the Dick Andrews?
I'm with you on that, Mike, and the biggest thing that's really come up to me is TWPA Hope from Raider Racing. You look at that and go, who? Because we've been talking about the Super Litter and all the other dogs they've had, and all of a sudden this dog looks like it's for sure four finalists for this one. And she's got 36 points going into the semifinals, which as long as she doesn't finish 7th or 8th, I think it's going to be a good shot to be able to get in that final. You know, if you look at the other ones, too, Blind and Speed, you know, from Jerry Coppi, he's got 45 points already perfect going to the semifinals. It's also JSK Lovett going in. I mean, you know, got beat last time, got second, but
what?
He's a surefire finalist for sure. So, you know, those are the things we're looking at. But Raider Racing, again, is poised to get another championship, and it might not be the ones we thought it was going to be.
Go ahead, Benny.
I was just going to say, I was very impressed, Jason, with Top Notch. You know, I've been touting this this dog for a while now, and I said once Top Notch figures it out, we could have another star on our hands. And I'll tell you, that was an amazing close, and he beat some really good dogs. He beat two quality dogs at 11-1. So I'm going to put him on my long shot list for this Emmys. And I just want to say one other thing about TWPA is that Gary Samuels was going to be on the show next week, and we could talk about how we came up with that name and what happened with this dog.
Yeah, we tried to get in touch with Gary. He had a bunch of issues. He didn't want to come on the show while driving. Can't drive and phone at the same time.
I used to drive around on the show all the time.
Of course. But
I feel much more comfortable in the car on the show.
Gary, I'm sure you do. Gary's a little tied up, though, but we will catch up with Gary Samuels. Talk about where did TWPA Hope even come from, this name?
Yeah,
is what I'm a little bit – I've never seen a TWPA.
I heard about the dog. Somebody had posted something on Facebook on one of Jason's threads, you know, saying watch out for this dog. I mean, I don't know if he bought this one at an auction or where it came from, but – you know, I'd like to thank him for TWPA because that really rolls off the tongue, obviously. So, but, you know, this is Hope. I mean, there's, you know, looking at this program in the semifinal races, like, these races, even though there's big names, they're wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are, especially the 12th race. I mean, dogs we haven't even talked about as contenders like BF Par Slim and taking center stage. You know, Eyes Appealing's in that race. We're not even talking about Eyes Appealing.
We haven't in a while, yeah.
I mean, it's like so many different contenders, and, you know, I'm actually very excited. We always talk about these puppy races, like, oh, this is the best puppy race we've seen in a long time. Most of the time, we might be embellishing a little bit.
Yeah.
But in this case, I see 16 legitimate greyhounds that I could see in the final of this stakes race, and that I think are all destined to have a bright future here.
We got here, and first thing Benny said to me is, man, we got a hell of a puppy stakes going on right now.
Very much so.
Yeah, it really is. Do you have a surprise for the Dick Andrews, or his TW, whatever his name is, blah, 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 Hope?
It's Blind and Speed. Like, nobody knew anything about this Greyhound. It was a D-dog before the competition started. I know that from talking to Tommy the Tank that, a lot of people wanted this Greyhound to go to other places. He got a lot of calls to bring this one to some of the higher paying tracks and even in Texas and that kind of stuff. But, it's co-owned by Tom and Jerry and Shannon Coppy. So they wanted to leave the Greyhound here, especially through our stakes season. So, but this Blinded Speed, what a phenomenal youngster. Ran down a Greyhound named JSK Lubach in the in the third round of competition. But Blinding Speed, to me, is the big surprise because it's such a young Greyhound. It only has 7 starts right now and 5 wins. So.
And it's taken all, overtakes the best dog at the track.
Yeah. And so. 3 of those wins in stakes competition, while climbing up the ladder, just an unbelievable feat. Congratulations to Tom and Jerry. This is a couple of exciting semifinal races.
We're discussing the semifinals of the Dick Andrews Futurity. Happens Monday afternoon, Palm Beach Kennel Club. We were going to run down dog by dog. We don't have enough time for that. So let's just do the races. It'll be the 12th and the 14th. Let's talk about how you think these races are going to go. Mike, out of the one box in the 12th, Eyes Appealing. This is a huge superstar. Exceptional View, Take Center Stage, TWPA Hope, Top Notch coming out of the 5. BF Par Slim coming out of the 6. AMF Best Be Done in the 7. And JT's Blind and Speed in the 8. This is the race of the day. Who's going to win?
It is. Yeah, I was just talking to my brother text messaging, and he was telling me a little info on this TWPA. We'll hear from Gary next week about it. But, we have some good races set up here. And it's just the luck of the draw that Eyes Appealing drew the one box, Blind and Speed in the 8 box. But, those Greyhounds couldn't ask for better post positions, to be honest with you. But I think this is the redemption time for Eyes Appealing. I think it's time.
Has to be, right?
Time for her to put her name back out there. I think Eyes Appealing is in a good spot, does like the inside, but, so much early speed in that race, she's not going to set the pace. She's not. She's going to have to run somebody down if she wants to
win. We've seen enough of it, though, in these puppy sticks.
Exactly, but, I think that 12th race, I think it's Eyes Appealing.
Jason, I got to ask you, this 12th race, it's a well-matched field. What is your opinion? I mean, do you ever remember puppy stakes with this amount of dogs that anybody can win? I don't remember. Usually there's a lopsided thing. Like, we all thought Eyes Appealing was the dog,
Exactly.
But, Jason, this 12th race is wide open.
It seems like every time we see a puppy stakes, we've got our couple of favorites, and all of a sudden there's just some dogs that come out of nowhere, and I think that's really what's happened in this one. And we're seeing in the 12th race, we're seeing some dogs we just weren't talking about now look like they have legitimate shots to be able to get this. I'm actually going to go with Eyes Appealing as well, not because I picked it from the beginning, because I think she's set up well. And I looked over the stats, and she's actually unbeaten out of the one box all time, 3-for-3. She's sitting in the perfect spot to be able to get back on track. But watch out for 8, JT's Blind and Speed. If that dog is anywhere near the front, and that's what happened last time, she got near the front and it just took over. And I think that's going to happen. But I think Eyes Appealing is going to be able to get a big lead here. I think Blind and Speed is going to be on her tail. And it's going to be going 1-8 at the end. But Eyes Appealing needs this because she's only got a few points going into the semifinals. She needs a good run here, or she might even make the finals, which would just be unbelievable if that happened.
Benny, these chalk masters, top notch. Last time ran out of the 5, 1.
11
back
to 1.
In the 5 box at 11-1.
Why does he do this to me? When he picks a dog before me, I'm sure not going to pick that dog. But I got all his, all his work he puts in on handicapping these, just looking at the 1 in the 8 box. I mean, he's going with Eyes Appealing here. I think it's a wide open race. If you told me any of these Greyhounds won, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised.
Mike, I don't see anything that's 3-5 in that race.
No. I don't think so.
I think everything is going to get paid.
8's going to be the favorite, but I think the 1's probably going to be
2-1.
2-1, yeah, something like that. So.
Not too shabby. So, Jay, you are taking a 1-8 exact here for a nice bat of 8 cents going into the 12th. Looking at the 14th race tomorrow, Pummy Jason, we'll start with you. This one maybe doesn't have the superstars in it as the first one does, but still a lot of good Greyhounds, like in the 1 box, Rail Defender, Santan Red Robin, my pick to win it all, JSK Lubbock, Grand Azul posting a ridiculous time three races ago with a 29-21. PR Susan, Racing Wishes, JS Main Event, and following it out in the 8 box, SE's Magic Photo. Jay, break this race down for us, man.
I think JSK Lubbock is sitting in a good spot here, too. Azul is right next to him. But I think Lubbock, with that early speed, is going to be able to get out in front. I just don't see a whole lot of closures being able to catch him. So I think Lubbock from BB Racing is going to take this one. I think Brandis Mo is going to be great on his tail as well. I'm going to go 3, 4, 1, and 8. I've got Real Defender is going to be in there. That's another finalist. And I think SE's Magic Photo from Raider Racing, another one, could make the final from Raider that we didn't talk about very much. But the A-Dogs, I think, are going to rule here. Lubbock gets back on track for you, Mike.
I do like SE's Magic Photo's line so far going in 2 seconds and a third. I could definitely see her hitting the board. Benny loves Rail Defender and was very surprised last week that Rail Defender got beat by Hope. So I could definitely see that panning out. Mike, he took JSK Lubbock, Grand Azul, rounded out by Rail Defender and Magic Photo.
That's shocking. How do you? Absolutely shocking.
You're going to take PR Susan in your super? What's the deal here?
I'm going to take Santan Red Robin, Susan Racing, which is in Main Event. No, it's the 14th isn't as strong of a field. It isn't the fun field we see in the 12th. But the 14th with Grand Azul sitting right next to Lubbock, that's going to be a heck of a run to the first turn. I believe whoever sets the pace in that one is more than likely your winner. I think the Greyhound that sets up perfect, though, in this one, and that probably needs to finish strong is this 8 Magic Photo. And if you know Radar Racing like I do, I think that...
I know nothing about them.
No, either do I. But I think Magic Photo, I think, is set for a big one here. So if I was going to, you know, put some money on it, he went off at 3.5-1 last time in this race. He might have gone off to go at 6-7-1. So I'm looking at the 8 here for an upset Magic Photo.
Palm Beach Jason, Watch and Wager, can we talk about something? Benny walked in today elated about the Quinella Double.
Yeah.
Benny, what happened?
Jason, first of all, I want to show you. This is we always said that the Quinella Double is the bet of all the bets in the track. Today, 2 1-2 shots won the 14th and 15th race, and the Quinella Double paid $508.
That's awesome.
Dutch Secret?
It was
and
Big Red Dog and
Dutch Secret. Yeah.
Where are you going to get those kind of prices on 1-2 shots?
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, you can key those two Greyhounds.
Yeah, favorite all.
So you don't have to bet the $72 bets like the other guys do. I mean,
that's
unbelievable. That's why if you're local here in Palm Beach County, it's the best bet that we offer here at Palm Beach, because you know what? A lot of the big players that play in other places, I know guys in Indiana, I know guys in Wisconsin, I know guys in Massachusetts, you know, and all these, Connecticut and all these different places that would love to play the Quinella Double, they can't. Because if they don't have the same tote system as we do, they can't bet it. Therefore, it's more of a local bet where you can come into the Kennel Club, even if you came in once a day and played $2 on it. I mean, sooner or later, I mean, with favorites like this coming in, you're going to hit it. But the fact that these unbelievable favorites came in.
At $2, you won't go 300 times without winning. To make up the 600 you're going to get when it does come in.
I think about the people at Publix that have played the lotto for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, and even if this one paid $150, that's still good.
Yeah,
that's still a good
bucks.
Hit. It really is for the amount of money you're playing on. That's still not a bad play. But you know, with Big Red Dog and the Secret coming in, you know, that was a heck of a Quinella Double today.
626 backstretch, 95.9 True Oldies Channel. Mike Balsamo alongside Benny the Boot, Mike Jamison, Palm Beach Jason of Watch and Wager live at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. It's time to make you some money. I want some best bets. Jason, we'll let you go first so that Jamison doesn't pick the same thing. I hate when that happens. He gets all upset. Jason, you go first. Who do you like tonight?
Thanks, Fly. You know, it's great to see Clifford back in form today, too. 3 in a row. Glad that Big Red Dog is back on his game. And tonight, though, I've got a Douglas duo for you. Probably not going to pay very much, but I think that's the best bet for tonight. In the 6th race, I'm going to go back to Char Henshin in the marathon. It's lost 2 out of 3. I just don't think that's going to keep up. I think it's going to get it done tonight. And also in the 10th, another Douglas dog. PC's Bitterman is an A-Hound dropping down against the field. I think he should whop. The Douglas duo is going to get it done for a little bit of money.
Jay, can we get the numbers on those dogs in 6 and 10?
Char Henshin is in the 5, and TC's Bitterman is in the 3.
The 5 in the 6, and the 3 in the 10th race. Jason, thank you so much, as always. Mike, what do you like?
I want to start off by saying hi to my family. They're weekly listeners of the show.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
You know, they listen all the time.
So they want my autograph?
Something like that. You're signing babies, kissing people, and all that other stuff. But I want to say hi to my family, my mom, my stepdad, my brother, who's a racing secretary. They're listening to the show, and every week they say that. I say, why? But, you know, they enjoy listening.
We got to get your brother on the show.
We do.
He's been on once.
One of these days.
I always wanted to pick on a racing secretary.
Hey, that's the guy to do.
Matt screws us every
time.
Once the finals come around, I know my favorite pick's in the 5 box.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. For you, definitely.
For me, yeah, I know Matty Jameson's cooking him up in the racing office.
I want him on.
Yeah, my pick tonight's in the 14th race. A Greyhound that came in from Wheeling. Wheeling always gives me a good feeling. I'm taking the 1 Malamar.
Stop.
And the 14th, I like the one Malamar.
I like the name.
I do too. That's why.
Well, hey, I got to tell you, Jason, by the way, you picked last week Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Didn't win last week, but won on Wednesday.
Good looking pup, really is.
Won on Wednesday.
Love when I stop the winning streaks, and I'm sure my buddies at UGR are going to love it. I got to make a correction, boys. In the sixth race, it's number six, Char Henshin, and the tenth is number five, Cheese Bitterman. My apologies.
Okay.
Jason's not going to let that go all week. He's going to be so mad at himself for messing those numbers up. Before we let it go, we got about 3 minutes left here. I got to talk about the football game of the season happening Sunday night. New England Patriots versus Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the matchup for the AFC, essentially. Jameson, we'll start with you. I know you have had no qualms about saying the Steelers are not going to win. Who do you think takes this? It's in Pittsburgh.
You know, after that crushing loss to the Dolphins, like, they should be ashamed of themselves. But, you know, a lot of Patriot fans that were very quiet this week. But, you know, I think the Patriots are going to come out and play a big game. But I'm telling you, that offense is really clicking in Pittsburgh.
It's ridiculous, right?
It really is. I mean, with Le'Veon and Roethlisberger and obviously Antonio Brown, what a phenomenal athlete he is. But I think that Brady's going to come out with some vengeance, especially after the big loss to the Dolphins. I'm going to take the Patriots at a close game.
Benny, what about you?
Well, I think the last game was just a write-off game for Patriots. I don't think they really came to play. DeGronk didn't play. So, and Pittsburgh, great talent on the team. I couldn't agree more. But hot and cold. Sometimes they play great. Sometimes they don't. I mean, they played one game against Cleveland, was it? They scored 3 points in the first half. So what the hell is going on?
AFC North game, always take the under.
I guess.
Always take the under. Jason, what about you? Pittsburgh Patriots.
You know, I thought we'd be talking about the Lions-Bears on Saturday, but we'll go with Steelers-Patriots. Ah! I'm going to go with the home team here. The Steelers 5-1 at home against the Patriots, who looked terrible last week. I'm going with the Roonies and the Steelers.
I like to say that the Patriots will never have two embarrassing games in a row, and I don't think this is going to be embarrassing. I don't want to see Pittsburgh in Pitt right now. I just don't. And I'll take Pittsburgh to win the game. I would take the home team regardless.
Yeah.
I'm taking the home team.
Yeah, but we got to have New England with the first round bye. They've got to be home.
They want it.
I'm damn right.
I'm sure they do. Benny, why don't we get into a little bit of horse racing before
we wrap it up? Just to wrap it up quick, we don't have much time, but last week we had a very controversial finish in the cash call at Los Alamitos. Solomini won the race and was disqualified because he bumped into the second place horse, and that moved McKenzie into first place. And I tell you, the steward took a lot of heat for that call. Keep Solomini and McKenzie on your Derby list. They are both Bob Baffert horses, and you know him in the Derby.
I do.
And on Sunday, for the first time at Remington Park, it's going to be the Springboard Mile for a $400,000 race. It's the most lucrative race they've ever had there. And it's a first-time two-turn event, which is going to offer 10 Derby points. So the only thing I can say about this race is notice which horse, it's a full field, by the way, of 12 going to the post. Notice the horses that get the top riders, and good luck at the windows. It's going to be a hell of a betting race, but come out here Monday and have a good time.
You don't want to run the field?
No.
Benny's out of time. We're out of time, too. Don't forget, Dick Andrews Futurity semifinals happens Monday afternoon here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. On behalf of Palm Beach Jason of Watch and Wager, Mike Jamison, Benny the Booth, I'm Mike Balsamo. Let's talk next Friday night on the Backstretch.